As we wrap up week 7 of the 2017 Idaho legislature, lawmakers have passed 37 bills into new laws. That number will increase dramatically in the next 4 weeks. One hot-button issue this week was a bill that could have had some effect on the types of gaming that Native American tribes in Idaho could offer in their casinos. Boise State University professor Gary Moncrief says the House State Affairs Committee spent a lot of time on this bill. He told our Samantha Wright that was a little unusual for lawmakers.
The hearings, the testimony on this bill spilled over for a couple of days, and that's not something we see a lot. You know, we will see a handful of bills, maybe a dozen bills, maybe not quite that many this year, where that happens, where there's enough people that want to testify on the bill that it'll actually run a couple of days. The other thing that was interesting about this bill was that you had a number of fairly well-known lobbyists kind of lined up on different sides of this bill, people who are essentially contract lobbyists. That is, they hire out to various interests. So I think most people have it in their mind that that's actually the predominant type of lobbyist. That's not true, at least in a state like Idaho. They are visible, no doubt. Some of them make a lot of money, but there aren't really that many of them. I would guess there's probably 2 dozen or maybe 3 dozen contract lobbyists in the state of Idaho that are pretty well known. That's it. The rest of the 400 or so lobbyists out there are not of that type. They work for a single organization, basically.
So how did that turn out? What finally happened with the bill yesterday?
That bill was actually defeated in the committee. It was held in the committee, tabled on an 8-7 vote. And one of the things that's, again, interesting about this is we've talked about the power of committee chairs in Idaho. This is a case in which the committee chair actually lost the bill in his committee. He introduced it. There was a hearing on it. You may recall we talked last week or week before about some reluctance among some committee members to even have a hearing on this bill. They held the hearings, and the bill wound up being held on a very close vote, an 8-7 vote.
How are bills flowing through the Idaho legislature right now? We've got a lot going on, and this is, I believe, the end of week 7.
Yeah, we do have a lot going on now. This is the time when I think for a lot of people who follow the legislature, this is when it gets interesting. Most of the bills that are going to be introduced have now been introduced. And so most of the stuff is kind of in the hopper, if you will. And the legislature in Idaho does not have a definitive day in which they have to adjourn, what's known as a sine die date. They can go until the business is done or until they think it's done or until they're worn out or until they're not talking to one another, whatever. Usually, the session goes, you know, roughly 3 months, a little less, a little more, depending on the year. But there's a pattern that the legislature in Idaho tends to follow, and that is in January, there's a lot of speeches. There's not a whole lot going on the floor at that point. Bills are just being created at that point, being drafted, if you will. And then in late January and into February, you've got the bills starting to really, you know, be produced. JFAC, the Budget Committee, has been hearing all of the testimony from the various agencies and directors and their own staff about how much money we have and how much should be appropriated where. And that process is finished. And so now we're in a process where committees are really where the action is. Committees are hearing bills. JFAC is setting budgets now. They're going to set the ed budget, which is the largest part of the general fund budget, early next week. One of the things to keep an eye on is the exchange of bills from the House to the Senate. And in Idaho, there is no specific deadline for that, but there is a kind of target date for that. And the target date for the crossover from bills from one chamber to the other is the 57th day, which is a week from next Monday. So we're getting close to that period where bills need to be moving from one chamber to the other if they're going to have much chance of passing.
Well, how much longer do we have in the session? Do we know when they're supposed to go home?
So this year, the legislature has determined that their target date for being done is March 24th, you know, about 4 weeks from now. So that's the day they're hoping to be done. And if they meet that target, that means we're clearly over halfway at this point. That's about 4 to 5 weeks from today.
BSU political science professor Gary Moncrief says lawmakers next week will concentrate their attention to public hearings and committees on multiple bills. You can find all our legislative coverage on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.